Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com. That's monarch.com. Promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
What do you think? Is this woman just looking for clicks, or does she have an actual theory that's true? This was trending on TikTok.
It's called the red nails theory. Every time I have red nails, a guy comments on it. And I always thought red nails was like a grandma nail color. I was like, why are they liking red nails? And then it hit me. In the 90s, when we were growing up, women had red nails a lot, especially like our moms. Guys are attracted to red nails because it reminds them of their moms when they were growing up taking care of them, or like some sort of mommy issue with it.
Is that true?
I mean, that sounds absolutely nuts to me.
Yes.
I suppose for some individuals, something like that might be subconsciously triggered, but no, I don't suppose that at all, actually.
No.
Yeah, no, this theory sounds absolutely nuts.
I will say that there are some things that will remind me of my mom that I'm attracted to, my mom is like one of those super clean freaks, mm-hmm. right? Like her house is always sparkling clean. It's just, that's how always the smell of bleach, for some reason to me, is so comforting.
I think that's for a lot of people. There's nothing like walking into a clean house or a clean room.
No, but if I get like a whiff of it, it's not like, oh, it just smells clean. It reminds me of my mom.
Okay.
Because her hands would smell like bleach all the time because she would bleach everything all the time. So there's something comforting about that. So I do see that if it's something that your mother did or something that your mother wore, or there might be an attraction to it, maybe.
But to just say like all women were wearing red nail polish in the 90s and so that reminds you of your mom seems a little bit like a stretch, right?
I was pretty young in the 90s, so I don't know if I was wearing a whole lot of nail polish, but I tried to think about it. I'm like, I definitely had my red nails. I feel like this is the time of year where you see the red nails because of the holidays coming up. I mean, otherwise, the rest of the time, who's really still has red nails on their
fingers? I think nice nails is the thing. It doesn't matter what color it is. Brightly colored nails are going to draw more attention and more attention than darkly colored nails because you are just going to see them. It's the color spectrum. So if it's red or if it's bright orange or if it's hot pink or anything like that, you're going to notice.
Have you ever in your life commented on a woman's nails?
Yes, I have. There's plenty of people with, very extravagant nails when they're, working at any retail or a situation where they're typing in your information. You'll see that. As you know, I mean, I enjoy a manicure and a pedicure myself here. So, I mean, I notice those type of things. But I can tell you one thing. I can't ever remember commenting or even picture in my head what my mother's nails look like.
I don't think a guy has ever commented on my nails.
Really?
Ever. I actually believe that women get their nails done for themselves and for other women. Yes.
For the most part.
My husband has never been like, your nails are a mess or your nails look so pretty. I can guarantee you that if you ask him, what are the top three colors I wear on my nails?
Yeah.
He would stare at you like a deer in headlights. No clue.
Hold up your hand right now.
Whether it's a terrible manicure.
Oh, yeah. Your nails are a mess.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Goosefava.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do in your life that make a big difference. And this is something, when I read about it earlier today, I was like, I don't want to do this yet.
Oh, yeah.
But then I started thinking about it. And I'm like, I kind of am. All right. If you want to succeed at your New Year's resolution, don't wait until January 1st. They're saying you should be starting right now.
That way you can be bragging about it at all the holiday parties. Oh, what are you doing to improve yourself this coming year? Let me tell you what I've been doing.
Well, right. Essentially,
Oh, man, really? I was joking.
You know, the whole thought process behind it is that if you start your New Year's resolution now during the craziest time of year and you manage to stick with it all month, then, of course, you have no excuses in the new year. You already did it during the most hectic time. It all stems back from Peloton star Robin Arzon. She's doing this 3 for 31 challenge this month. It's where you commit to walking 3 miles and doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
Oh, why is she going to do this to me? Come on.
But, you know, remember, New Year's resolutions aren't all fitness and diet either. There's plenty of other things you can do. Here she is talking about how to get started.
One small step. The finish line looks daunting, and sometimes that fear can be incredibly paralyzing. I always say, just start with one. It's one step. It's one class. It's one block. It's establish the finish line, where it's whether it's literal, figurative, or just, I'm going to move my body 3 times this week, and then schedule it, plan it. You are the CEO of your body. You are the CEO of your life.
Of course, she's talking about fitness, but, you know, my New Year's resolutions, although it 100% should be fitness, even though it's not, I don't know if you realized it, Raven, but I started it the other day right here in the studio.
What's that?
Did you notice?
I mean, until you point it out, I'm going to say no. I mean, you do a lot of things here in the studio.
I had told you a while ago that my teenager, my daughter Hayden, she's 14, she had pointed out to me that whenever we take group photos,
oh, right,
that I always do sorority girl. So you ever get in like a group photo and there's, you know, the photographer says like, squeeze in, guys, squeeze in. And then eventually somebody has to come forward and crouch down.
I don't know about the crouching thing. I mean, you're inherently shorter than most of the other people in the photo. I think you could just stand there. But yeah, I've seen you do it. It's a real thing.
Yes. So she was looking at a picture of me and I was with a group and it was a very powerful group. Mm-hmm. We're all dressed to the nines. And she's like, Ma, you are a grown woman. And she's like, and you're the only one that's crouched in this picture. But the reason why I do it is because nobody moves. And if somebody doesn't go in the front and make the room for them to squeeze in, you never get the picture taken.
And this year, Anna Zapp has decided that somebody else is going
to
move.
I said to Hayden, I said, you're right. I go,
she is right.
It's absolutely obnoxious that in every one of these pictures, I'm like, I'll do it. And I go and I crouch like a child in front. So we had a big group of people here in the studio taking a picture. Do you remember the other day?
I mean, I don't. I'm trying to now that you're bringing it up because you seem very proud of it.
Now, here's the
thing. I'm proud for you. I am.
But when you look at the picture,
yeah,
it's awkward because I'm just standing there and then you can't see anybody behind me.
So now you're standing, you're out in front and you're standing tall. And this must have been the shortest group of people that could have came in. Or just the angle's bad for them. But you know what? That's not your problem.
Well, it's true.
It's not your problem.
So no matter what your New Year's resolution is, not to be sorority girl in pictures, or whether you want to finally do the fitness thing or whatever. Raven, what's yours?
I'm supposed to get on a treadmill. Need to get on a treadmill.
Get on a treadmill.
Yes.
Start now. Start today.
It's in my garage, man.
It's all right. You can do it. Go right now.
It's been cold.
So you can do it now. Go now.
I guess I should.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What if there was a place that you could just let it all out? You know, what's bothering you right now? Maybe you saw somebody do something or post something, or maybe the person on the road next to you did something while they're driving and you're like, come on, buddy. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Crystal.
If you are an adult who tries to use like slang words that kids use, you know, just to like stay relevant, that's all I need to know about you.
It's hard to keep up sometimes.
It's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah.
Because you're going to gamble on some.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss.
Yeah.
And the second you miss on one, that's it. All your credibility is gone.
I tried to be cool the other day.
Did
Please
you?
Don't judge me. Yeah. My daughter refused to wear her jacket to school because I guess you don't wear coats when you're a child.
Of course not. You're a teenage girl, you never wear coats.
So she was standing outside and she looked very cold. So you know how they say it's giving? It's giving, like something is giving?
Yes.
So I'm like, you're giving cold. And right. She just looked at me. She was like, what? I go, you're giving cold.
Cold vibes?
Yeah, but you can't say vibes.
No.
You just got to say you're giving cold.
Right.
You're giving.
I mean, I don't think that's how you're supposed to say it, though, or else she wouldn't have looked at you.
I don't know. The day before, she looked at me and she's like, Ma, you're giving depression. I'm like, okay. And I was like, I wasn't sure what that meant.
So you sat there.
Yeah.
And you felt inadequate and insecure at that moment as she said it. I'm like, am I giving off depression? But then you also logged it in your mind. You were like, I'm going to use this.
Right. And the next day, I was like, you're giving cold. You should wear a coat. And she was like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
It was like you were waiting to say you're giving something.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
No. I'm going to try again tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.
It's a chess match move, though. Good for you for logging that information.
Trying.
And you took a shot.
Yeah.
You missed.
Yeah,
but, wow.
Fiona, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't watch holiday movies because they're quote-unquote overplayed to you or you've seen them too many times, that's all I need to know about you.
I think holiday movies are the only movies that you can watch over and over. You know how some people watch their favorite movie all the time? I can't do that. But I could watch Elf a million times. I could watch Home Alone a million times every once a year.
I'm the other one. I'm the guy that could watch the same movie and over and over and over and over again. If I've enjoyed a movie one time, chances are I'll enjoy it more than once. Holiday movies, though, even more so. Like, to me, that's part of it. When you can do all the phrases and all the words verbatim. And I'll go out on a limb to say this, is that it's so much sort of the point that with a new holiday movie, like, it's really got to grab me right at the beginning or I'm not going to watch it.
I'm the Hallmark movie person.
Yeah.
Like, and now that Netflix and every other streaming service has their own version of it, oh, I'm in my glory. I just look forward to the weekend where I can just watch one of those movies. And it doesn't matter how cheesy it is. I mean, we made one. If you've never seen our movie, last year we made Santa's Second Wife. You can go on YouTube and watch it for free right now. It's a full-length movie that we created with
that
the independent film company.
30 minutes shorter.
It should be 30 minutes shorter, but that's a conversation for another time.
Right.
I love it. I watched the new Eddie Murphy Christmas movie, Candy Cane Lane.
It was good, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's everything I want.
Lindsay Lohan's last year.
Oh,
I liked it.
I loved it, too.
I thought it was pretty good.
I want to watch that again this year. If it has a radio station or, like, the story about radio, even though the people clearly know nothing about being in radio and it's so many mistakes.
You'll watch it.
Done. Done and done.
Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Oh, it's been busy. 855-785-4101. That's the number you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you just leave Santa a message and let him know who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Things have definitely been picking up here, Anna. As we get closer and closer to the holidays, people start to call in.
I would like for Christmas Monster High dolls. And fake nails, please.
She wants to get girly. She wants fake nails and fake some sort of doll.
The Monster High dolls.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they're a thing.
I mean, I know they're a thing because for years I've been getting them for my niece.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, here's the question. Were you naughty or were you nice? Because you didn't report back on what you did to deserve those lovely things, including the fake nails.
Yeah, didn't give a name either.
Yeah.
She was just like, you know who I am.
Right.
You know what I need.
I don't feel like writing a letter, so I'm just going to leave this message here.
Good morning, Santa. Merry Christmas. I want to put down the names of my children who have been fantastic. John Brown IV, Dominique Brown, Jordan Brown. They're wonderful children. They're all adults. They take care of me. They work and they go to school. I'm so, so grateful. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Isn't it great when you've got a great student or somebody that's, you know, looking in on you all the time? It's a wonderful feeling.
It's nice to know your mama loves you, too. That even though you're a grown adult, she's like, let me just let Santa know how good these kids have been.
Right. Yes. I like that heat. Thank you for taking care of me, boys. Here we go.
Hey, Santa. Hey, I'd like for you to add Margie from the office to the naughty list. She took last week off from work. It was a block week. Said she was sick. I know she wasn't. She comes back into work today. I catch her going through the office community donut box. She's checking what kind of films in each donut. She's doing this by sticking a finger in holes of the donut.
Ew.
You know, she then pulls the finger out, looks it clean, then plummets her finger into the next donut.
Oh, my gosh.
This goes on for half a dozen or so.
What?
She finds the perfect one for herself and then returns to her desk. So overall, she ruined donut day and changed her way for an extra week off. To make matters worse, she claims she's had COVID for the fifth time this year. Now we all have to wear a mask for the entire week. She deserves absolutely nothing for Christmas. P.S. If she leaves cookies out for you, I'd recommend you don't eat them. You'll probably end up getting sick.
COVID 5 times this year, wearing a mask over and over and over again. Can you imagine catching somebody plunging their fingernail into different donuts in the community box, licking the finger and sticking it in the next one the day after they got back from being sick?
Well, she's had COVID 5 times.
Well, I mean, I can understand why.
I don't know. I just got to say, I know some people that love to ride that COVID train. Oh, I'll be out for a week. See you then.
Right. Yeah. Somebody got exposed somewhere.
All right. If you want to call the Santa tip line too, Margie, not you. Nobody wants you to call the tip line.
Margie, come on. Let's take this as a lesson, Margie, to straighten up.
I mean, she plummeted her finger into those donuts.
It's disgusting.
You can call 855-785-4101. Let's be honest, the nation is divided on a lot of things, right?
That's for sure. It seems like almost everything nowadays.
Yeah. But one of the biggest things that's been sweeping the country is people are divided about whether or not leaf blowers should be outlawed. Listen to this news clip.
In communities across the country, the leaf blower is confronting winds of change. Gretchen Biggs, an environmental attorney, has been a leader in a campaign to ban the blower.
Leaf blowers are used interminably. Excessively, incessantly, all the time.
She's mad.
She's made this her life mission, I guess.
100%. And then it's not just her. There's the other side. People that are like, I can't live without my leaf blower.
I need to use a leaf blower. A broom will not work in my situation. And I don't want to spend three hours a week working with a broom on this.
I mean, people are so fired up.
So what is the solution then? They go electric, basically, like the rechargeable one?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've tried that before. It comes out with power for a minute, but I'll tell you, after a while, if you've got a lot of leaves or you know, a surface that you want to clean off or whatever, like, you're going to need something more than electric power. You have to have gas. I'm a big believer in a gas blower.
I do believe, though, that people have taken it too far with the leaf blowers. When I lived in my old home where we kind of, I call it like postage stamps, like all the houses were right next to each other.
Sure.
It would, like, 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, people are out there blowing and it's loud and you just want to sleep and it's so disruptive. I listened to one woman tell me that she could never have a child's birthday party on a Saturday at her house because the leaf blowers are going in the neighborhood all the time. It's so loud. And I was like, well, that kind of stinks.
I mean, 6 a.m. is one thing, but during a child's birthday party going on next door in the afternoon, I don't think it's a big deal. To prove the point, I have brought in my blower here now, Anna, and I would suggest that maybe you read some news stories or something like that. I'll fire it up. I'll tell you, it's not going to be that disruptive.
All right. First of all, this is huge, this leaf blower. I mean, I'm used to like my husband's that's little. This is a big one. What, you just want me to read a news story and you're going to do it?
Yeah. I'll fire it up and we'll do it like that.
All right. Am I going to survive? We're in a small studio. It's gas,
I'll
right?
I'm more concerned about the fire alarm. It's really what I think about.
Oh, here we go. All right. Forbes has recognized Beyonce Knowles Carter as one of the women who run the world. I can't breathe. I'm free. Okay.
Sure, you good?
Oh my, look at the studio! What happened in here?
Maybe it's a little bit destructive.
It's the 12 tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven show.
For 12 days, we do a different task every single day. So we could all get into the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, kicked off yesterday. Producer Sean, we brought in all our Amazon boxes, and he had the duration of the show to create a life-size cutout of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's big. It's so big.
Creative recycling, too, really. I'm actually proud of us as a show. I think we did a good thing yesterday.
I agree. Today, you know how everybody gets those holiday-scented candles? And you wonder, like, how do they come up with the names for them? And do they even smell like those things?
Right.
I have purchased three of them from Walmart. They are holiday candles. Also, should be noted that I dropped one and it shattered in the middle of Walmart.
Oh, boy.
And my five-year-old turned to me and screamed, Mommy! Two hands, Mommy!
Good job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Which was one of those moments as a mom where I was like, okay, yeah, well, at least she listens.
Proud and annoyed.
Yep. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to blindfold you right now, Raven, and producer Sean is going to hold one of the candles under your nose. You're going to describe the smell and then guess what it is called.
I'm glad I'm being blindfolded by Anna's pajama pants.
I did. We needed a blindfold, and when I took off my pajamas pants this morning, I'm like, I'll just bring these in. So there's that.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Here
all right,
we go.
The first one. Okay. All right, I see what it is. I see.
It's some sort of cinnamony, French toast thing.
So what do you think it should be called?
I'm going to go with cinnamon French toast vanilla.
No, that is apple pecan. Apple pecan.
That was my next guess. All right.
All right. It's the blindfold smell test right now. These are all candles that are holiday themed. Raven is blindfolded. He's going to smell them, tell us what they smell like, and then see if you can correctly guess the name of it.
This is number two?
Yes.
That's delicious. That is sandalwood vanilla Jesus feet.
What do you think Jesus feet smell like?
That. Just like that candle, if you're wondering.
It's funny you should say that. That one is called Channel the Flannel. Channel the Flannel.
I mean, when I think about a modern day savior coming back, I think about him in flannel.
Okay.
I do.
Right. Well, then I guess, no, I'm not going to give you that one.
Okay, no.
All right, no. All right, we have one last one here.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
we go.
Smell that one. Can you describe that?
Oh, gosh, no.
Why are you breathing so heavy? She's going back for more.
It's going
back for more.
I needed a palate cleanser.
Yeah. for your nose.
That's right. That is Christmas tree decorating breakfast.
You'll never believe this.
What is it?
It's Christmas tree decorating breakfast.
Look at me.
No, I'm just kidding.
No?
I'm just kidding. No, that's not a real thing, Raven. It's Alpine Forest. It's Alpine Forest.
I was so close.
You were. Yeah, you were. It's the season for house guests. Have you had any yet? You have them coming in the next few weeks. Raven got this message on his phone.
Hey, man, I'm coming back for Christmas. Get my couch ready.
That's my buddy Mark. He sounds like he's dying right now, but I guess he's just got a cold or whatever. But Mark is one of my best and oldest friends. He's a big man. He's like 6'4" or something like that. And when he rolls into town, he typically stays at my house. First couple times, best friend, worst house guest.
Mm.
I mean, pillows on the floor. It's like a 14-year-old teenager. Pillows from the couch on the floor. Food still on it. We give him the basement where it's got its own kitchen. Food still on the counter. Television on. Left the house with the television on for like 6-7 hours. And I'm not talking like he was going out and then coming back. He left after staying for the weekend and left it like that.
I mean, how is that possible as a friend to be able to do that? That's a boy thing.
I don't
like to play that card, but that is a boy thing.
Happened not once, but twice, three times. Shocking. Also broke one of my pieces of patio furniture. But the last time he was in town, to be fair, he stepped it up. I kind of said something to him. And he put the pillows back on the couch, but he also topped off my gas tank because he borrows one of my cars, too, when he flies in.
Well, okay. So what did you say? Because I was about to say, your wife, Alicia, I know Alicia. She's not taking that.
She's known Mark a very long time, too. So she's like, I want him to feel welcome. I'm like, well, there's going to be some rules. She's like, don't you dare give him rules, but go make sure he cleaned up. Okay.
So you told him in this last time he was all good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Again, anytime he calls, anytime he's whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the keys. Come on in.
I was thinking about it because, like, when you have house guests, there's always the ones that pick up after themselves,
yeah.
They do everything. And then there's the opposite that they just, it's like they're staying at a hotel and they don't give you any, they don't do anything to help you out at all, right?
Yeah. And I mean, as a house guest, I understand it's somewhat awkward too. I mean, I've been there before, right? But there's certain basic rules that you follow. When somebody is an overeager host, you're almost like, inclined to get out of there too.
Yes.
Right. You feel like you're really putting them out and you're just like, every moment there. You might have other plans that you have to deal with while you're there. But I mean, there's some basic human decency rules.
I think so. What do you think are the do's and don'ts of being a good house guest? 1-800-330-9999. Kevin.
Well, a don't is don't be going into people's drawers just because you're curious. That's a don't.
That's a good one.
A do is just always be, courteous. Ask if they want you to take your shoes off or ask if you can do anything to help around or anything. They'll probably be courteous back and say, no, you don't have to do anything, but it's always good to offer.
Yeah, I mean, basic stuff. Pick up the hand towels
and
stuff like that. That's good. Right. I like that. You use something, put it back where it belongs. That's always good.
Right.
Or offer to do the laundry, even if I'm never going to take you up on it.
What?
You should offer and be like, hey, can I help you wash this? Can I throw it in the wash?
Do the laundry?
Yeah.
Do you mean like for the bedding?
Yes.
Okay, you don't mean like the laundry for the house.
No.
I'd be like, no, yeah, you're not getting my laundry.
But, when we go to Danielle's at my friend's house, she has her house in Vermont, and whenever we go visit there, I have to shower there because we're always there for, it's a bigger trip.
Right.
But I always
required.
Be like, let me strip the beds, let me do the laundry, and she'll never take me up on it, which makes me crazy, but you have to offer.
Would you like me to do your laundry?
It's a season for house guests. What are the do's and don'ts of being a good house guest? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa?
Yeah, so I think a do is to respect personal space, right? Like, you don't want to be, like, make with the host every second and, like, following them around the house and making them feel like you're kind of, like, crouching on them, because I think that can happen. And then a don't is do not leave your hair in the drain. Like, I don't want to be cleaning your hair. If you have long hair, take a shower, wash your hair, take it out of the drain, throw it in the garbage, or flush down the toilet. Do not leave it.
Bring your plumbing tool.
Exactly. I don't take showers at people's houses, like, if I'm staying there. Like, I never do it. Like, if I'm staying for one night or two nights, I'll wait till I get home. I can't remember the last time I stayed at somebody's house. If it's two nights, I'll wait till I get home. If
I'm leaving
that second day, I mean, I'll wash my face, you know, but...
If you say so.
Yeah.
I'll just have to take your word for it. Wow. Didn't soil a towel at my house.
No,
I'm taking note of that.
I don't like to use, like, people's towels. Mm. I don't like to get into other people's showers. If I can make it through those 2 days or a day without doing it, it's fine.
It is funny, the whole personal space thing, because let's say when you have a house guest, you went out the night before or whatever, you wake up the next day. I mean, I've had this exact experience with my friend. You guys have a meal together, either breakfast or lunch, and then you're sitting there. And not everybody's living room, every chair is geared toward the television. So now you've got one person that's just sitting there. They can't even really see the television. They have to act like they're still interested in what's going on. And you're waiting for them to, like, get up and leave the room. And in your head, you're thinking to yourself, I should be a better friend. I should be trying to entertain them more. But you're also like, go away.
Right.
Like, I love you, but go away. Go back to the room.
Chad, do's and don'ts of being a good house guest.
Do's of being a good house guest. Do clean up after yourself, please, please, please. Do not throw a rager when we're not home. That was how I lost one of my long-term friendships. Never again.
Wait a minute. They were staying at your house and you weren't there?
Yeah, house sitting. Because we have a couple elderly dogs, and, you know, they require a lot of care. I wanted to go on vacation. So I thought, sure, well, why not let a buddy come over? He knows the dogs. They know him. Threw a party while I was not home.
Wow.
And when things got broken, you know, the place was trashed, and we had some words after that.
Please just tell me that the dogs survived.
Okay. Yes, thankfully. Okay. They're still around, but they're getting up there.
That's a bad friend. That's a terrible friend. Who throws a party when you're, like, house-sitting somebody's elderly dogs?
I don't know. How cool is your house? I feel like if they've got a terrible apartment and you've got a really cool house and maybe they haven't seen your friends in a while. I don't know. But, yeah, that would be a problem for me. Imagine that's all going down on the Ring camera and you're like, what? What is happening here? You know? Oh, I'm sorry, man. The internet's been out for a week. Just that you lose the signal 15 minutes after leaving and headed to the airport.
Kim, do's and don'ts of being a good house guest.
Do's of being a good house guest, being very communicative and on time. Let me know, you know, what your expectations are. Are we spending the whole time together? Are you doing things on your own? Don't move things around my house.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that would make me crazy.
Those are both very concise and accurate rules. Yeah.
Can you imagine all of a sudden you go to, like, fry an egg and all your pans are missing and that she rerouted it somewhere else?
Mark didn't move things so much as he just left everything on the floor. Hey there, Shina. What's the mark of a good house guest? Do's and don'ts.
Always, always take gifts for at least the host and the hostess, if not everybody in the house, and offer to take them out for dinner.
I do like gifts, and I do love dinner. So I sign off on both those things. Great advice. Hope you're listening, Mark.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. First... let's talk about the thing that I was so excited to gossip about.
I mean, it's amazing, right?
It's fascinating.
Really wild.
Okay, remember how Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, those were the hosts on GMA 3, third
hour? Yeah, hour 3, yeah.
They got fired because they were having an affair. Well, their exes, Andrew Hsu and Marilee Feibig, are now dating, and they've been dating for 6 months. So... now they got the cheating scandal.
Yeah.
They went off and they're living their life happily ever after.
TJ is still in the middle of this divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I mean, now their exes are dating. Andrew Hsu and what is her name?
Marilee Feibig.
I mean, it's amazing, right?
I just, how does that happen? Like, do you call each other to talk about what happened after you find out that they're having an affair with one another? Because they were friends.
Yeah.
You know, they were all friends.
Well, I mean, right. They had obviously spent time together. They'd been going out because they had been working together before this. So I think it's kind of like a trauma bonding thing. But You know, here's the thing, right? When the affair news first broke, it looked like the show was going to keep happening. And then a few days later, they fired them and it changed because of public opinion. I don't know where to go on this story. One thing I know is when you see the photos of them together, they certainly have an energy for each other.
Now we can tell that from pictures.
I mean, if you look at like Travis and Taylor, like you can see they're into each other. Like mm-hmm. they always had great chemistry. I never watched the show before until I heard about it. Watched an episode or two, and then they were fired. And they had a good energy, but wow, this is weird, right?
You hear stories like this every once in a while. I mean, I know one in my head where my friend's parents got divorced.
Yeah.
And then he started dating the wife's best friend. And you start thinking like, well, was that going on before?
Yeah.
Or would that just happen after because they had known each other and there was like a comfort level there?
Well, sometimes, right? I mean, if you're constantly watching somebody else bicker and then you see that somebody else has a position, you're more exposed to seeing that they have a different opinion on things. I mean, I don't know.
Hmm. All right. Well, also trending, you can do with that information what you will.
It's totally wild, right? I mean, Andrew Scheer was on 902 or Melrose Place. So, yeah. I mean, they dated everybody on that show anyway. So.
He's a handsome man.
It's not that foreign.
All right. So also, Forbes put out the world's most powerful women list. Kamala Harris is number 3. People you know, Taylor Swift, she's number 5. Melinda.
What?
Yeah. Number 5, Taylor Swift.
I was the vice president above Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. I know that sounds crazy, but there's no way that's possible.
Well, you know what I find fascinating about all of this is like I always like to look at the list because I like to read about the people that you don't know who they are.
Sure.
So, you know, number 10 is Melinda Gates. Number 13 is Mackenzie Scott. That's Mackenzie Bezos mm-hmm. ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oprah's 31. Beyonce, 36.
When are you going to say a name I don't know?
Oh, no, I'm going to get to it. Rihanna is 74, and Barbie came in at 100, which I thought was interesting because Barbie's not a real person.
No.
But I was like, well, let me go look at, like, who's number one. And number one is Ursula von der Leyen from Belgium. She's the president of the European Commission. It's a branch of the European Union. And what I think is actually a great learning experience, and I'm going to make my daughter do this, my teenager, which I'm sure she'll have no interest in, and I'm going to force her anyway, is to go click on some of these women that she doesn't know their names
yeah.
and see what they do. What made
How
them
did they
so
start?
Powerful?
Right, right.
Where did they get? A couple that I clicked on, they inherited money from their parents, which is not exactly the goal that I'm looking for.
Yeah, but it takes something to go ahead and continue on a legacy, too. There's difficult parts of that path, even if you're wealthy.
Yeah, a lot of these women are in business and they run massive companies. And I just think it's fascinating to like forget about the Taylor Swifts and the Beyonce. We know how they made their money. But how did all these other women make their fame? Not to be mean, but did you ever notice sometimes your kids just smell? Turns out there's a reason for that. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, my 5-year-old, her feet are the smelliest feet out of anybody in my family. Even out of like my husband, who's a grown man.
Really?
Why does that child's feet stink so bad? And why do the kids smell all the time?
So it turns out there are a lot of reasons why our kids smell. And let's start with feet, because feet can be really, really stinky. It's a very common problem, okay? And one of the main reasons is because our feet trap sweat. And believe it or not, our feet have thousands of sweat glands. So if you have a child who wears socks and then they wear shoes that are tight or just shoes that you keep tied all the time and they wear those shoes over and over again, the smell can become overwhelming, but certain people, about 10 to 15% of the population, have smellier feet than the average person, and that's because they host a certain type of bacteria that can create like a sulfur smell, almost like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
Well, and that happens in a small percentage of the population, not even small, like 1 in 10 or more, and their feet can be smellier and stinkier than the average person. That may be your daughter.
I mean, even at 5 years old, though? I mean, it sounds like an affliction.
Who knew? It was just ingrained in her. She was going to have smelly feet.
Oh, my gosh.
I was complaining to my sister about this, and she reminded me that my feet were also very stinky when I was growing up. But I said it's because I wore my Uggs without socks, and it was different.
It's hereditary.
Yeah, but maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a thing.
No, it's true. Listen, the other major issue, right, is that if we wear our shoes without socks, it's game over. You want to wear socks that are breathable, not wool socks. You want 100% cotton socks that are breathable. But if you put your stinky feet in your Uggs, that's it. The bacteria is going to multiply there. Bacteria thrive on warm, moist environment. So if you don't have those socks to be a buffer, the bacteria is going to grow there. And even if you put socks on, you've started the cycle of wearing the Uggs without socks, you're in danger. So you want to get socks on your kids, even if they don't want to. And then you want to change those shoes. You don't want them wearing the same shoes over and over and over again. You want to make sure you're changing the shoes. In addition to the fact that you can get an antibacterial spray and spray the inside of the Uggs, the boots, or the sneakers.
It's one thing to talk about your little kids and their smelly feet, but I have a lot of friends who have teenagers, like me as well, that they say, like, when they get in the car or they get home from the practices, that smell is terrible. They make them undress in the laundry room.
This is definitely an issue when puberty is approaching for different kids. There are reasons why our tweens and teens smell, and a lot of that has to do with hormones. And it's really, really bad once kids approach puberty, and then everything starts to change. The hormones in our body, especially when they're fluctuating at the time of the advent, the beginning of puberty, it stimulates their glands and increases perspiration. Girls and guys that are teens and tweens, especially in the underarm and groin areas, the odor is going to be overwhelming. And that's when you really, really have to make sure kids are showering regularly. It's really, really important. Wear deodorant and antiperspirant and definitely wash your clothes. You know, there's so many kids, especially boy athletes, that love to rewear their athletic shirts and shorts, and you have to make sure that they're changing their clothes regularly, or it really, it's just a stink farm. It's like an animal farm, basically.
It really is. All right, you can find Dr. Wider online at drwider.com. Thank you so much, Jenna.
All right, thanks, guys.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand, why should I go to this wedding now?
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you just have to decide who's right. Jenna and Peter. Jenna, what is happening over there at your house?
So what's happening at our house? We have a 12-year-old son, and he has gotten really involved in athletics, more recreational, and he's gotten a lot of participation trophies, which he has started to display in his room and around our house. Now, because of this, my husband has started to get out all of his trophies to display as well. But the thing is that my husband was a really good athlete. He's a really good athlete. I'll give him that. And I'm just really worried that my son is going to see all these first place trophies, all these awards, and start to feel really bad about himself.
Peter, what's your side of this?
Here's what she's not factoring in. It's my perspective on it. I see this as motivation. Like, putting those trophies right next to his is just a benchmark for him. Like, hey, this is where you could be. This is where you will be. Like, work hard. Let's train together. But he's not super motivated, and I'm trying to push him.
Does he like your trophies? I mean, I think at certain ages, right, kids have a curiosity about these things. They look up to them, as you said. They want to emulate some of these things. Does he like them? Does he say nothing? What's his reaction?
You know, he hasn't really said a whole lot, but he's kind of a quiet kid anyway, which is why, you know, I got him in sports to, like, make him more outgoing, you know, make him socialize with other people. Because if he had it his way, he'd be on the computer all day.
Hmm.
I don't know, Anna. What do you think?
It's kind of like saying your trophies are fake. Here's daddy's real trophies. And then you're trying to live up. I see where Jenna's coming from, where it seems self-indulgent and maybe a little bit hurtful.
Mm. There's also something to be said about you see something, you want something, you desire something, you go after something. Right? Yeah. I mean, I know you understand
exactly.
That.
Of course.
Exactly.
So. Here's the thing is that our son is just not very athletic. And he didn't get that gene. I think it's just really hard for his dad to accept that.
It's not what you're saying is not valid, Jenna. I think it is valid, right? And, you know, with your son being relatively quiet about that, it gives me some caution. On the other hand, well, we've gotten into this situation. We're just so afraid of hurting anybody's feelings. But at the same time, we're not exposing them to anything to be, you know, excited about it or work hard for. Nobody steps on the field and is the best athlete the first day without any effort or without any sacrifice. Has he hit his growth spurt yet? At 12? I mean, right? There's a year where all of a sudden they're a foot taller. I mean, it happened to me.
He hasn't yet. He's still a little small, very much a kid, which is, you know, kids will be kids. But at a certain point, it's like, you're growing up real fast, man. We got to do something about it. We got to have to put together a plan. You know, I didn't work this hard my entire life just for him to be directionless.
Well,
Well, now I think you're getting into something else, and I don't know if I agree with that.
Is it wrong to showcase all your first place trophies and your accomplishments to try to encourage your son when you know that the trophies he has are participation trophies?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I don't know. Is putting out your trophies to inspire your kids doing something bad? Peter and Jenna have a son. I believe that he was 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
12, and he plays recreational sports, so he hasn't really excelled much, so he kind of plays like the, you know, town sports, and he gets the participation trophies, which he proudly displays.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter thinks, who was an all-star athlete through high school and college, that if he puts his big trophies, his real quote-unquote trophies out.
First place, second place,
yes.
all county.
All-star,
yeah,
right.
That type of thing.
That his son will see these trophies and he'll be inspired and work harder and become a better athlete.
Yeah, he wants him to find his confidence, his assertiveness, and his strength, really.
So he's took out his trophies and put them out to kind of show his son what they really look like, not the little ones that you get. I don't know.
Yeah, Jenna thinks that this is hurtful, basically. Says that, you know, what you're doing is you're making your son feel inferior, right? You want to make him stronger. This is not the way to go ahead and about it. You should put your trophies away.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Danielle?
There's one thing where that if the father had already had these trophies out and they were on display prior to his son having all these trophies for participation, then I can see okay. But he's taking them out, bringing them out, and showcasing them. Let your son be who he is. And it sounds like the father has a little internal issues with who his son is.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. As a father, if you put out all your quote-unquote real trophies, all-star, first place, that you got when you were in high school and college to inspire your 12-year-old to do better in sports, is that the right move? It's exactly what Peter's doing. He thinks that his son, you know, he plays a lot of recreational sports. He doesn't play travel. He's never really excelled. And he wants him to know that if you work harder, you can get trophies like this, not just the participation trophies that you have in your room.
Mom, Jenna says, this is a bad idea. You're making your son feel inferior, right? If he can't measure up to this, he just can't measure up to this. Why would you put your trophies out or keep them out?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Bob.
Well, I'm on mom's side. I was with my son, who's 12, in the car, and we were talking about it, and he said it'd be kind of hurtful to have me take out all these trophies when he's just a little kid trying to find his way.
You know, I think it's important to get the input from the son, right? I mean, here you are talking to your son. You know, Peter should have possibly asked his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't that be a good place to start?
I agree.
Leslie, whose side are you on?
Oh, that's crazy. I'm definitely on the mom's side. That's terrible to do the kid.
Hey, Sophie, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, the mom for sure. Why does this dad even still have his trophies? He needs a hobby.
You know, I had a couple trophies in my life. I have no idea where they are, to be truthful. You know, I wasn't a big-time athlete. I would imagine that there's a box somewhere with, you know, plenty of athlete stuff that they put away. But not me. I have no idea where they might be.
I don't know. Yeah, like I never had much. Yeah, I know where mine is, though. But I would never bring it out.
No, I would love to walk in your house and see it first thing. It's in the foyer.
There's her varsity letter for cheerleading. There it is.
Welcome, everybody, to my home.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jenna, our audience agreed with you today. Peter, it just seems like you're showcasing and trying to one-up your son, and it might make him feel bad. And even though your intentions are good, it's just not a good idea.
I mean, he's 12, you know, he's still got a long way to go before he's an adult. I don't think that it's really all that big of a deal, especially when I know I'm coming from a good place.
Well, I think that the most important thing is that your son understands that you're coming from a good place. So with the votes going Jenna's way, you got to pull some of this back. I mean, I just imagine, Jenna, you walking from room to room, and there's just trophies everywhere at this point, too. Let's stick them in the garage, the kid's bedroom, somewhere else.
Maybe we can compromise and find a place to put them. Maybe not all of them, maybe a few. I think we can feel it out to find a good middle ground.
I love the idea of them looming over you guys in the dining room on the buffet or something.
That's where I put all my trophies, right in the dining room. All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Campy Raven Cash jackpot is $1,900 thanks to Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppable, try for under $5. Marissa, you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
All right. Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready, Marissa?
Yes.
Number one, Disney's Beauty and the Beast attraction is shutting down permanently. In Beauty and the Beast, the prince will remain a beast forever if all the petals fall off of what type of flower?
Lotus.
A lotus, you said?
Yeah.
Number two, Rockstar Games has released its highly anticipated trailer for its upcoming Grand Theft Auto 6 video game. The PlayStation console is on what number? It's currently on PlayStation
5.
Number three, Kim Kardashian will follow up the current season of American Horror Story by starring in another show. It's a legal drama where she's going to play LA's most successful divorce lawyer. What famous Hollywood divorce lawyer has represented celebrities like Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp, and Kim Kardashian? That's time. Number four, Pamela Anderson is making waves because she keeps showing up on red carpets with no makeup. She's well known for her portrayal as CJ Parker on what series about lifeguards?
Baywatch.
And number five, Cake Boss star Buddy Velastro has closed down his iconic bakery and is moving to an online-only operation. What was the name of Buddy Velastro's bakery?
Carlos Bake Shop.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Not terrible. I wish you got number one. Come on, Raven, let's go. 3 out of 5 for Marissa.
Not great, not terrible. $1,900. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Disneyland's Beauty and the Beast attraction is shutting down permanently. In Beauty and the Beast, the prince will remain a beast forever if all the petals fall off of what type of flower?
It'd be a rose.
A rose is right. Number two, Rockstar Games has released its highly anticipated trailer for its upcoming Grand Theft Auto 6 video game. The PlayStation console is currently on what number? It's PlayStation
5.
Yes. Number three, Kim Kardashian will follow up the current season of American Horror Story by starring in another show.
Heard that.
It's a legal drama where she's going to play LA's most successful divorce lawyer. What famous Hollywood divorce lawyer has represented celebrities like Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp, and Kim Kardashian?
Oh, I'm just going to take a shot here, and I feel like she's more of an activist than a divorce attorney. Gloria Aldred?
I don't even know who you're saying. Laura Wasser. Number four, Pamela Anderson is making waves because she keeps showing up on red carpets with no makeup. She's well known for her portrayal as CJ Parker on what series about lifeguards?
Baywatch.
Yes, you guys are tied at 3. Number five, Cake Boss star Buddy Velastro closed down his iconic bakery and is moving to an online-only operation. What's the name of Buddy Velastro's bakery?
I have no idea. I'm just going to say the Cake Boss.
No, Carlos Bake Shop. Man, that would have been a good day to take him down, Marissa. Would have been a good day. You guys tied at 3. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. And even $2,000 tomorrow, Anna.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total
when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com.
That's monarch.com, promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.